It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And some of you may be old enough to remember that blast of summer that we had 2 weeks ago. And some of you may even recall the snowfall that came last Sunday, a week ago Sunday, that dumped 5.5 inches of snow at my house. And about the time that that snow had finally just melted away, we got 6 more inches. And that snow is still laying on the ground at my house. But what happened during that week of really, really warm weather was surprising, because I had a silver maple in my yard that broke bud on one day, was in full flower the next day, and on the third day, the flowers, the male flowers on the maple were done. I couldn't persuade any more pollen off of them the day before. Pollen was everywhere, the next day gone. And then we got the cold weather, and it just shut everything down. And now yesterday I looked at that same silver maple. All of the male flowers are dead. And I expect that they'll be falling off the tree probably this week sometime. The female flowers, there are some that froze in that cold and snow, and there are some that had not yet opened. So there are a few female flowers down near the bottom of the tree that are just now in flower, and whether or not they get pollinated, we'll only know when we see how many seeds come off of the tree. This silver maple is a bit unusual because most maples are either male or female, and this one has branches of both. So I have some branches that have male flowers, some branches that have female flowers, and in one case, I found a branch with a clump of flowers, of which 5 were female and 3 were male. So it can happen. It's not the common way of maples, but it can happen. And as we move into the next week or so, just looking at the red maple, which is the common maple that we are likely to see just out and about. In my yard, those maples, those buds are swollen, but not yet open. I do not have an open maple bud that I could find. And I just pull down the lower branches and look and try to see if I can see the flower structure inside of that bud, but nothing was there. The average date for red maples to break bud is the 19th of April. The latest that I had on record was the 8th of May in 2013. Last year, the 7th of May, and the earliest I ever had red maple buds breaking open was on the 24th of March in 2012. Besides the maples, I've been watching the hazels, and during that week of warm weather that happened 2 weeks ago now, we had hazels come into flower. Both the male flowers distended and the female flowers emerged. And a close inspection of the hazel yesterday, revealed a sort of a mix. Some of the female flowers on the hazels, which, by the way, are very small, less than 1/8 of an inch across, and they're red. If you want to find them, go out and find your hazel. It's going to have a kind of a light yellowish brown, sort of a khaki colored male flower on it, a catkin. And that catkin may be 3/4 of an inch long, which would be closed, or it might be up to 2, 2.5 inches long, which would be fully open. And at my house, most of my hazel, the male flowers were fully open and not yielding any pollen. I was not able to knock any pollen off of the hazel flowers yesterday. But the female flowers were a mixture of what looked like vibrant, fresh, ready to receive pollen flowers, and some others that looked as though they'd been burned by the cold, deep burgundy purple. The fresh, lively flower is quite red. The burned flowers are darker. They're more blue. They're more purplish. looking. So check your hazels. And I won't know what effect this warm and then cold and hopefully to be coming in the near future warm again. I don't know what effect that will have on hazel. Last year was a bountiful year for hazel, and it may be that they were primed not to put out many seeds this year in either case. But we will have to watch and see how many of these female flowers recover from the cold and become viable and produce nuts. We'll watch that, and we'll talk about it. If you've been watching the aspens, you probably have noticed that the male flowers have distended. Most of the male aspens that I'm looking at, the catkins are quite long, 2 to 3 inches long and quite fuzzy. I was not able to knock any pollen out of those flowers, but I was able to shake them and not see anything coming out, maybe just too small. At any rate, the male catkins are quite long, and I would expect that sometime in this next week they'll begin to fall off the tree. Once the pollination is achieved, the male aspens drop their flowers. The female aspen flowers now are beginning to emerge. I have a female that I check quite regularly, and yesterday when I was over there and looked at her, she had her female flowers were about maybe an inch to an inch and a half long. So, and they look much like the male flowers when they first come out. You'd have to get right up to them to see the difference between the male and the female. But they are coming out, and they're getting fertilized, and it won't be too long, and they'll probably be turning a bit green, which will give you some problem with finding the aspen leaf out date. So leaf out on the aspen averages the 30th of April. We're not going to make it this year. You can just bet on that. The latest I ever had aspen leaf out was last year, April or May 13th. And previously, I'm sorry, I had May 8th. I can't even read my own handwriting. Last year it was May 13th. In 2014, it was May 17th. And the earliest I ever had aspens leaf out was April 2nd in 2012. Their close cousins, the big-tooth aspen, began putting out furry buds this past week. So these are, remember, the aspens are relatives of the willow. They're in that willow family. And they put out a flower much like the pussy willow. And right now, the big-tooth aspen flowers are about maybe a quarter inch long. I wouldn't say any longer than that. But they have just broken bud, and they are out there and looking kind of furry. Now, the big-tooth aspen leaves out on the average date is the 17th, so that would make it like 18 days later than the average date for the trembling aspen, almost 3 weeks after the trembling aspen leaf out, the big tooth aspen leaf out. That number gets compressed in years when the spring is late. So last year, for instance, the trembling aspen leafed out on the 13th of May, and the big tooth aspen leafed out on the 25th of May. That's only 2 weeks. That's 12 days. So that 3 week span tends to shorten up when things get later. But we'll keep an eye on it and we'll let you know. The earliest I ever had big tooth aspen leafing out was on May 2nd, 1989. And the latest was the 27th of May in 2004 and 2008. So the big tooth aspens have just begun to set their flowers. So there's no indication of leaves yet. And I would guess that unless we have some really surprising weather in the next week, it'll be early to maybe the end of the first week of May before we even see any leaves on the trembling aspen. So we'll be watching that, you can be sure, and maybe you're watching it at your house as well. That would be a good thing. There's a little bush back in the woods called the fly honeysuckle, or Canada fly honeysuckle, and it's a a shrub. It's not very high. It's got opposite branches. If you have one and you know where it is, you should go out and look at it. The buds right now are about twice the size that they were when, you know, in the middle of winter. So they've more than doubled in size, and they've become quite green and purple. And there is a lot of purple associated with the development of the flower and the leaf as the fly honeysuckle begins to develop. So if you know where one is, check it out. If you don't know them, just bear with it for a little while. The interesting thing about the fly honeysuckle is that it leaves out pretty early in the year, and it will be full of leaves when little else in the forest is. The red elderberry will have leaves on it. You might see some leaves on the aspens, but basically you're going to be looking at pretty much brown backgrounds for these bright green fly honeysuckles to show up. And if you see one of these, walk over to it and check it over, and there'll be some very bright yellow flowers on it, twin flowers that'll be there, so check those out. One other sign of spring that hasn't occurred yet, actually a couple. One, I've not heard a grouse drumming at my house yet, which is a bit unusual. My friend Dallas Hudson over in Akeley has said that he has heard a few grouse drumming, but hasn't happened when I've been outside yet. So I'll let you know when I hear my first grouse drumming. The other thing is frogs calling. The wood frog is usually the first one I hear. That averages the 17th of April. Last year, I didn't hear my first wood frog until the 3rd of May. In 13, it was the 6th of May. And in 2012, it was the 21st of March. So haven't heard frogs yet, haven't heard grouse drumming. Those are two signs of spring that are already quite late and getting later, and things are just going to be that way. This could make itself into the top five of late springs, which would be a bit unfortunate. The only other note I have, and this is for you, Mark, the totals on my lake ice out are now one, what is it? One, let me bring it up so I get it right. 184 in my optimistic thermometer and 170 in my pessimistic thermometer. So between the two, we are in the 170 to 180 range. 220 is the number we have to reach before ice out. Mark, I signal you out because you had the audacity or the courage to step up and say you thought that May 3rd would be ice out date based on examining temperatures over the next couple of weeks. We will see. I am not so brave as you. Good luck if you are making if you're making wager on these kinds of things. Good luck. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week.
You can check out Phenology and our Season Watch newsletter available at our website, kaxe.org. And we always want to hear from you. You can text your Phenology observations to 218-326-1234 or send it directly to John J. Latimer at kaxe.org.